Achieving hormonal balance is crucial for overall well-being, especially as we navigate the various stages of life. Our diet plays a vital role in influencing hormone levels, and incorporating certain foods can help support and balance hormones naturally. On today's show, I'll share the relationship between hormone imbalance and food choices, along with 7 nutrient-rich foods that can positively impact hormonal health. So, friend, if you're ready to experience harmony with your hormones while harnessing the healing power of food, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Imagine how you would feel if in just 21 days you could lose weight, boost your energy levels, and find hormonal balance. The good news is that you can with GetFit 21. GetFit 21 is my monthly online health program that gives you the tools that you need to take control of your life. With personalized workouts, nutrition guides, and expert support, this program is designed to empower you on your health journey. You can join countless other women who have experienced incredible transformations. My next group kicks off on January the 8th. Join today to receive a 15% discount. Start your 21-day journey by visiting my website at rikesiamcmillan.com or by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. When I was suffering from hormonal imbalances, I had no idea that my hot flashes, brain fog, migraine headaches, and night sweats were connected to what I was eating and drinking. And over the years, I've learned that what we eat and drink play a significant role in impacting our hormones, because our choices will either support or damage our health. When I went through nutrition school at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, I really began understanding the relationship between food and mood, as well as food and our hormones. And I started tracking my diet to monitor what was causing my hormones to become imbalanced. And I found that my dietary choices were greatly influencing my hormonal balance. And I want to share a few of those things with you. And so first off, I found out that my hormonal balance was influenced by my nutrient intake. Essential nutrients such as vitamins and minerals, these are crucial for our hormone synthesis as well as regulation. For example, vitamin D is involved in the production of steroid hormones, and zinc is essential for the synthesis of thyroid hormones. And so a well-balanced diet helps to ensure that we're getting an adequate supply of nutrients that support our overall hormonal health. I also found out that fats were influencing my hormones. And so when I mention fats, I'm talking about healthy fats like omega-3 fatty acids that are found in fish and flax seeds. These are crucial for the synthesis of hormones that regulate inflammation, blood clotting, as well as cell growth. And so including healthy fats in your diet, that's going to positively impact hormonal balance. Another area that I found that influences hormonal balance is protein and amino acids. And proteins are made up of amino acids, and some of which are precursors to hormones, meaning that when we're consuming an adequate amount of protein, this ensures that we have the availability of those building blocks for hormone synthesis. And so eating protein-rich foods helps to support muscle development, it helps to regulate our appetite, and impacts hormones related to our metabolism. So we want to make sure that we're incorporating a very good mix of protein and amino acid foods that will contribute to hormonal balance. I also discovered that sugar consumption influences insulin, which is a hormone, because high sugar intake can lead to insulin resistance. And this affects the balance of insulin as well as other hormones that are involved in our blood sugar regulation. And insulin is a hormone that's produced by the pancreas, and it plays a crucial role in regulating our blood sugar levels. It facilitates the uptake of glucose by cells, especially in the liver, the muscles, and the fat tissue. And insulin promotes the storage of glucose as glycogen and inhibits the production of glucose by the liver. And glycogen is a form of stored glucose, and it's primarily found in the liver and in our muscles. And what it does is that it serves as a readily available energy reserve that can be quickly converted back into glucose when the body needs that extra energy boost. And glycogen is an essential component of our body's energy management system because this helps to maintain our blood sugar levels within a normal range and provides our cells with that energy that they need. And when we mention insulin resistance, that's a condition where the cells in the body, they become less responsive or they resist the effects of insulin. And as a result, the body requires higher levels of insulin to regulate our blood sugar levels. And this is often connected to type 2 diabetes, as well as metabolic syndrome. So we want to make sure that we are maintaining stable blood sugar levels through a balanced diet that can prevent that insulin spike or those insulin crashes to promote hormonal stability. Another area that impacts hormonal balance is fiber and gut health, because a diet that's rich in fiber is going to support your gut health and influencing that balance of hormones. And the gut microbiota, which is that diverse population of microorganisms that live within your digestive tract, these microbes play a crucial role in various aspects of our health, to include our digestion, nutrient absorption, as well as our immune system function. It also plays a role in metabolizing as well as eliminating hormones from the body. And so having that fiber within the body helps to maintain a healthy gut environment, and it contributes to the proper functioning of our endocrine system. So we want to make sure that we're including foods that are rich in fiber, that include whole grains, to keep our hormones balanced. Another area that I've found that influences hormonal balance is phytochemicals that are found in plant foods. So there are certain plant compounds like phytoestrogens that are found in soy as well as flax seeds that can have mild estrogenic effects. And so these compounds help to balance our estrogen levels in the body, Additionally, antioxidants from fruits and vegetables, they also contribute to that, to reducing oxidative stress that can also impact our hormone health. The final area that impacts hormonal balance is caloric intake, because extreme caloric deficits or excesses can disrupt hormonal balance. An adequate caloric intake is essential for energy balance as well as the proper functioning of hormonal systems. And if there is chronic undereating or overeating, this is going to affect hormones that are related to metabolism, reproduction, as well as stress. And so I wanted to provide a solid foundation so that you can have a clear understanding about hormonal balance and how it's influenced by what we're eating as well as what we're drinking. And the key is to have a balanced and moderate approach to eating, along with a healthy lifestyle to help support hormonal balance. And so now I'd like to share 7 nutrient-rich foods that can positively impact your hormone health. The first food is salmon. And salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and this helps to regulate inflammation and supports hormone production. Omega-3s are essential for synthesis of our hormones, and this includes those that are related to the menstrual cycle. And I enjoy salad in a number of different ways on my salads. Sometimes I'll even scramble leftover salmon with my eggs in the morning with lots of mushrooms, spinach, onions, and red peppers, which is so good. And so there's a number of diverse ways that you can enjoy salmon. For women, the American Heart Association recommends eating at least 2 servings of fatty fish, such as salmon, every single week. And each serving is typically about 3.5 ounces or 100 grams. And this amount provides an adequate intake of omega fatty 3 acids, which are beneficial to your heart health, and including fatty fish like salmon in your diet is going to promote hormonal balance. The second food is avocado. An avocado is packed with healthy monounsaturated fats. This is going to supply your body with a steady supply of energy as well as support hormone production. They also contain fiber, which aids in digestion as well as your blood sugar regulation. The way that I enjoy my avocados are in salads. Sometimes I'll add 1/2 avocado to my smoothie in the morning. I also like to make a nice almond butter avocado cinnamon spread, mixing that all up together and putting that on toasted flaxseed bread. It's really, really good. The third food is broccoli. And broccoli is what we call that cruciferous vegetable. It contains compounds that assist the liver in detoxifying those excess hormones within the body. Broccoli also helps balance estrogen levels, making it a valuable addition to hormone-friendly meals. You can enjoy broccoli steamed, you can roast it, you can lightly stir fry it. You can also place it in a number of different soup vegetables. Very diverse uses for broccoli. The fourth food is flax seeds. Now, flax seeds are a plant compound that have estrogenic-like qualities. These compounds can help to balance our estrogen levels in the body that contributes to that hormonal balance. You can sprinkle ground flax seeds on your yogurt. You can add them in smoothies for an easy boost of energy as well as balancing your hormones. The fifth food is Greek yogurt. Now, Greek yogurt is high in protein. It is also full of probiotics. It supports your gut health, which is linked to hormonal balance. And probiotics promote a healthy gut microbiome, and this influences the metabolism and the elimination of hormones within the body. You can choose plain unsweetened Greek yogurt for optimal benefits, but you can also sprinkle some of those flax seeds on it as well. The sixth food is sweet potatoes. And I am a super fan of sweet potatoes. I have them on a weekly basis. They are packed with vitamin A, vitamin C. They play a supporting role in our endocrine system. And vitamin A is essential for our thyroid function, and vitamin C aids in our adrenal gland health. And you can enjoy sweet potatoes as a nutrient-dense side dish, or you can incorporate them in various recipes. I enjoy them baked, mashed, steamed. I like to top my sweet potato with a little bit of olive oil instead of butter, with a dash of cinnamon for another alternative. The seventh and the final food is nuts and seeds. Yes, we have our almonds, walnuts, chia seeds, our pumpkin seeds, all of which I absolutely enjoy. These are rich in essential nutrients such as zinc and selenium. And selenium is a mineral that's essential for the proper functioning of our body. It acts as an antioxidant. It helps with our thyroid health. It also plays a role in our immune system. And these minerals are vital to the production and balance of our thyroid hormones. And for those of you that like nuts or want to try incorporating them more into your diet, you can enjoy them in the form of a trail mix. You can create your own with nuts, dried fruits, as well as seeds for a convenient energy boosting snack. You can also top your yogurt. You can sprinkle some chopped nuts for that extra texture as well as nutritional value. You can also include them in baking. So whether you're baking things such as healthy brownies or muffins or granola, this is going to be delicious and it's going to add a wholesome touch to your baked goods. Now, these are seven nutrient-dense foods that I regularly include in my diet. And as I consistently ate these foods and nourished my body, giving it what it needed, the hot flashes stopped. I became more grounded. I didn't have any more migraine headaches. And so it was a very important and significant change in my life by including all of the foods that I've shared with you on today. And so of the foods that I have shared, do you have one that is your favorite that you enjoy? Or is there one that you're considering adding and including in your diet? Let me know about it by answering my interactive survey or by leaving a voice message on Spotify. If there's a health topic that you like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. If you are blessed by today's show, be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Balancing hormones through nutrition is a proactive and empowering approach to the overall health of women. Including these seven hormone balancing foods in your diet can contribute to a more harmonious endocrine system while supporting your overall well-being at every stage of life. I'll leave you with Jeremiah 33, verse number 6. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.